Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Well, the World Junior A Challenge is just a few weeks away. Last week, we spoke with Team Canada East head coach Patrice Bosch. This week is Kevin Surrette, the director of operations for both Team Canada West and the Manitoba Junior Hockey League. Kevin, welcome to the show. You sound like a busy guy.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty busy right now, that's for sure. But, it's good busy, and, yeah, it's an exciting time for both sides of the thing, both sides of my roles right now.
Hey, listen, Team Canada West is the only team other than Team USA to win the tournament in the last 11 years. What are the chances you guys can do it again?
Well, I think we're definitely excited about our chances and about the team that, you know, we're gonna field. We just actually met as a group this past Monday and, you know, finalized our 60 invites that we're going to bring to camp. And I think, you know, you look down that list and talking with the coaches that were involved last year, you know, they're really excited about the depth and the talent that have been identified. And, no, we're just excited now. It's kind of the process is getting more real and we're getting closer. And now, you know, we have our list. It's not announced yet, which should be coming soon through Hockey Canada. But, no, we're just really excited to get going and get to camp and really see what these guys can do in that environment.
The World Junior A Challenge is a huge stage. How do you prepare the players mentally for this big opportunity in front of so many eyes?
Well, I think it's just more, you know, I think the players now, they see what this event is all about, and they see the names that are coming out of it from every country. So you hope that, you know, coming in, that they're already getting themselves ready. And, you know, it's just such an amazing opportunity for the players in the CJHL to really, you know, elevate themselves on the national stage. And from there, you know, it's up to ourselves and the coaches to really, in our opening presentation, we're really going to, you know, talk to the players and address that just this is a great opportunity and just to make the most of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you're Team Canada West or Team Canada East, I think for anyone to put the Canadian logo on your jersey and represent your country, that's motivation enough. And, I mean, all six teams want to win badly, and, you know, we're no different.
You got a big showcase coming up, the Cooperator Center in Regina, January 15th and 16th. Tell us about that.
We're really excited about that. That'll be, like you said, it's a combination with our league, the MJHL and the SJHL, and we're bringing three teams over from our league to play against three teams they're selecting. And the way the teams are going to be broken down is we're bringing two teams over that are going to be made up of the top 20 and 19-year-olds from our league, and then the third team is going to be 18 and under players. And these guys are all college eligible. You know, they're all going to be selected by our coaching staffs, and it's just going to be another great showcase event for both leagues and another way to really narrow down and put our top players under one roof from both leagues. And I think talking with a lot of the scouts already and the coaches, they're really excited about this event as it gives, you know, it gives them a chance to see two leagues over 2 days and see the top players. So it should be a very exciting event, and I know we're going through that process right now of identifying and watching players, and I think the players are really excited about, you know, potentially playing on that team.
Well, listen, I congratulate you because I know it's a lot of work, because while all these independent franchises are trying to win nationals at the RBC Cup, you also want to showcase your talent in the league, and you guys are obviously doing that a lot. Kevin, thanks for this. We appreciate it. Good luck, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Gino. Appreciate it.
That was Kevin Surrette, the Director of Operations for both Team Canada West in the World Junior A Challenge and the Manitoba Junior Hockey League. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.